I'd like to call to order the Kootuwa Prudential Committee meeting of July 15th, 2019. It's 5:30 in the afternoon. If I could please have a roll call.
Ray Perone, Treasurer.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Lisa Mycock Kelly, Prudential.
Sylvia Denon, remote, over the phone, Prudential.
Thank you. And if we could please have the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, we're here this afternoon to hear from our consultants regarding the space needs assessment. So if you would like to proceed, that would be great. We have some.
What we've done so far and what you would like us to do from here.
Okay.
So we do have a copy of the feasibility study that's been completed, so I'll give that to you.
Excellent.
And we can give you as many hard copies as you'd like. We can send a PDF to you so you can let us know how you'd like us to distribute to you. So that has all the documents that we've put together, meeting minutes, the drawings we've done over the last few months, cost estimates, programming. Cost estimates, programming, everything that we've done over the last few months with you.
Okay, great.
So we have brought the drawings of the freestanding building, which I know you did review. We weren't at that meeting, but you did review. I don't know if you want us to go over those with you or if you'd like to just start talking about kind of the next steps.
If you could just give us a recap of the
sure.
of the freestanding, that would be great.
All right, so this latest iteration is of the freestanding office building. So no fire station functions in this building. Ended up being about a 1,550 square foot office building. Coming in, the driveway is similar to where it is now. Four parking spaces, one being a handicap space. The building itself is situated so that it can connect with an exterior patio to the side entrance to the fire department so that although they are not physically linked, they would be able to communicate very easily. And then there is the option of having a drive under portion, which was something we talked about as possibly doing as an alternate, depending on funding and costs, so that there could be some sort of storage space below the building. So the building itself, we tried to make it as simple and cost-effective as possible. So we have our front covered entry facing out towards the street, a small entry vestibule, and then we have four offices. One could double as a small conference room. We have our mechanical room. We have a small coffee area and a small kitchenette, two accessible restrooms, and then a large file records room so that those things could be moved out of the fire station and into this building. We also have, this is the connection I was speaking about that would connect to a patio that would then go over to the side door to the fire station. And then we did do some simple massing to just show you what it could look like. This is the street view here. So this is the existing fire station. And we did a similar gable roof facing that street facade and with a covered entry there. You can see it a little bit better here. And then this is just the side elevation. We didn't study all of the elevations at this point. But this is, you can see how we could drive down and go mm-hmm. something that you'd like to pursue. So that's the direction we had, was that you'd like to go forward with this option and possibly have a special meeting to discuss it. So we're kind of, I guess we're looking for your feedback on what you'd like us to do from here on.
If we were limited by cost, so as to not be able to do the, you know, the drive under the storage, that additional storage, is there any way to make, to provide more parking?
Oh, in the rear.
Yeah, or along what would have been like the drive, could there be like parallel parking spaces? Would there be enough room for that? I'm just, you know. And I know we're limited by our lot. It's just
long and narrow, and yeah. The setbacks on the side that are shown in red is where we're keeping the building in at right now, an as of right location. So we wouldn't be needing relief from the setbacks. If we were to push the building further north, it might encroach into that setback and cause the need for zoning relief. Doesn't mean you wouldn't get it, but it just means it would have to be a process we would have to go through in order to free up the space on the south side to either get head in or parallel spaces, or the drive goes down and there's overflow supplemental parking in the lower level. So instead of kind of a staging area or access to a garage below, that could be overflow parking even if you don't ultimately have space underneath.
I'm just concerned about the you know, the number of individuals who will be working in that, and then having enough parking for the public. I can still envision parking at the station and walking through.
Yeah, and the building could be pushed farther east, but you would still have those issues of the grade is falling away, and because you could try to make this front parking very larger.
You might be able to turn the parking 90 degrees or perpendicular to Main Street instead of parallel with Main. You could maybe try perpendicular, but again, as Catherine said, it would mean pushing the building further back against the grade where it's dropping off. So we do further back, we push it. If we don't end up with a space underneath, we're going to be bringing in a lot of fill to bring it up to the elevation for the floor to work. Okay. So it's a little diminishing returns. The further back we push it, the more we're against the grades.
Yeah, I think, but I honestly think that probably the most at one time is going to be two people in the building, the treasurer and the assistant treasurer, and they're part-time.
Yeah, I just, you know, one would be handicapped, so that really leaves us with one parking space for public.
Well, it leaves us with three, doesn't it? Didn't you say we have four spaces?
If two staff are in the building and they park there, you know, that's just... Sylvia, do you have any questions?
Not listening to what they were saying very well, but from what I've seen, I don't have any questions right now.
Thank you.
I have a question about the bathrooms. Is there a chance that we could get a an exemption and only have one bathroom?
That is something that we talked about internally, and we aren't comfortable showing it with one bathroom at this point, but it is something we could look into, possibly. We're not sure if it would be allowed.
You'd have to get a variance.
Great.
Even in this day and age.
And my second question is the cost of a cellar for this building. I really don't think it's, you know, to build a building like this, I just don't think it makes sense to do it without a cellar for storage.
I agree, Fran, also from the standpoint of grading. Can we show them the side view, Kevin? Again, as because of the natural slope of the lot, you're going to be building a deeper foundation regardless of whether you put a basement under there or backfill it and put a slab on grade. The variable becomes the cost of the floor structure itself and, of course, overhead doors and supports and so forth, fire alarms, other things that are going to come with that storage space. But it does lend itself naturally to that type of use. We offer to explore it someday if you move to construction documents and bidding, is to do that as an alternate so that you have an add-alt. Maybe the base bid is a slab on grade building for X, and the alternate number one is now frame, price it with this option, which is a framed floor, overhead doors, man door, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And there'd be an add cost to that. And at the time of the bidding, you can decide whether to opt to select or not. So you still have some options when you get to that stage and to explore both options, the minimal and with the add.
Now, I know the connecting patio, in the future, would it be possible to connect the buildings? Or do we run into...
I think we're back to elevator problems.
Well, you may be back to other code issues.
Yeah, code, right.
The buildings.
Okay.
You'd probably end up certainly having to backfeed and sprinkler the mm-hmm. office building. Okay. Right now, you wouldn't the need for a sprinkler in that small of a building. If you connect it and it's now aggregated with the total fire station, you definitely would be backfeeding the new office with a sprinkler at a minimum, and then whatever other code pieces would ripple from there.
Right, right. And even just the constructability of doing that and not undermining this existing foundation. Right now, okay. We're far enough away that we can just leave that foundation alone.
Okay. But in terms of a kind of an umbilical cord connection, probably not a hard thing to do to make the physical connection mm-hmm. between them and make it an internal connection someday. It just would probably come at some code upgrades somewhere.
We could put a covered walkway, though, couldn't we?
Got to be careful with the covered walkway only. And that becomes a building commissioner conversation.
Okay.
As to whether that constitutes an addition to the fire station or not. So
okay.
I think that's always a little bit of a interpretation that we end up having to meet with the building commissioners and say, does this trigger, or is it just a roof of convenience, a covering that's not going to trip other things? But it is starts to take us down different paths.
So, and I don't remember about the septic system. The septic system, I believe, is only about 5 or 6 years old. It's a Title V. Is that something that we have to look at to possibly upgrading or changing, or do you think that would be sufficient for this project?
You're talking about the existing one.
The existing
on this property. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's something we still have to investigate.
Okay.
If that could be reused.
All right, because it is the type you can drive over.
Yes.
Now we confirm.
Yes.
H20
yes.
load.
Okay.
Yeah.
What we don't have a good handle on is whether we would be changing the elevation such that it's exposed because of the driveway down under to go on. So the slope of the driveway is right over where all the components are.
Okay.
So we don't know how deep it is. There's a whole level of investigation around that septic that would have to happen for us to determine with Baxter Nye whether the system can be reused from a flow and condition standpoint, but also from an elevation standpoint. We could say, yes, it works for flow, but if we're undermining it or we're cutting into it, we're going to be affecting it.
But I'm not sure we necessarily need to be able to have anybody to drive around to the back, though, of the building.
Right. Well, unless we decide to have it be storage.
Right. Parking. Or
parking.
Parking,
yeah.
So one of the things that we haven't done yet is a full cost estimate on this. I just made copies of what mm-hmm. you presented at the last meeting, which was just a square foot cost, just a rough estimate of where we think this would go.
Okay. I'm sorry, I just need to give Silvio an opportunity. Silvio, you have to leave us?
Yeah, I apologize, I do have to leave. I'm also having a hard time listening. I can hear one of the two people talking, so I apologize I couldn't be there, but I just wanted to let you know. I would like to announce for the public that I have to leave, so if you can note the time that I ended the conversation, I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks, Silvio.
Silvio has had to leave the meeting for another meeting at 5:45. Okay. Sorry about that, Catherine.
Oh, yeah, no problem. So we put together the estimated construction cost, which we thought would be in the $550,000 to $650,000 range, added in performance bond, contingency, escalation until next year, and added in our soft costs, and we think the project would come in around $1 million is our rough estimate. But we would, if you'd like to pursue this option, we would definitely like to have our cost estimator take a look at it. So before this is presented formally, we would like to get you that.
That number's a little easier. Still big.
And the range, I believe, was partially related to the full basement piece. We weren't sure what direction to go in, so we wanted to give you some bookends to think about the cost magnitude with or without that lower level.
That's somewhere around 100,000.
That's the general range for what the framed floor and other Hensel costs would be. There would be other systems, electrical and other goodies that will go with that full basement. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I think we're buying most of the foundation work just by virtue of the stepping and not having to import all the structural fill and compacted lifts, so the delta isn't as big as it might normally be.
Any other questions?
No, I think that's I think that's it. I think we should go forward with getting
more
estimates so we can present that. I think at this point we have to present it to the public and let them decide if yay or nay.
Absolutely. Agreed.
Do you have any timeline coming up that you're trying to bring that estimate and budget forward?
Any thoughts on that? I mean, we'd like to.
I don't know if August would be too soon. My allergies, I've lost my place.
And it might be a little tight for our estimator to get. I know what their workload is looking like.
So maybe September.
It might have to be early September by the time we get them tuned up, get their estimate, we review it. There's sometimes an extra iteration back and forth between us, and then we have to build out your soft cost budget to give you kind of the big picture.
We have the floor is being done in September.
Yeah,
so it'd have to be October.
Yeah, unless we...
No, we can't put the floor off.
No, we're not putting the floor off. We've been trying to get this floor for about a year. We'll see when they come in. You never know. We might be able to sneak a meeting in later, but it would be late September before we could.
And we could also check with our estimator, see how quick he can turn this estimate around.
Okay.
Because it's not a very big structure, and if it's freestanding, there's a lot of the renovation pieces are off the table now. Mm-hmm. So it's a little cleaner and simpler estimate for him to do.
Okay.
I do have, does this include demo of the existing building?
It will.
It will.
The estimate definitely would.
The estimate would, okay.
Do we have a hazardous hazmat report on this?
I don't believe we do. I don't think that was part of the RFP.
When you purchased it, was there ever a hazardous materials assessment of the house
part of
done?
The purchase.
I don't believe so. No. It was a plumbing shop, and the oil has been removed. The storage tank.
The abutters have put up a very nice fence.
Yeah, so we don't have to pay for that, except for one in the rear.
which is good of them. Okay, so you'll let us know, Catherine, just when if he could just give us an idea of, maybe I can do it sometime in August, or no, I'm too well, and it won't be till September, that'd be great.
Do you want us to also put together a future-looking schedule now that things have changed significantly from where we were 6 months ago? If we come back in September and you bring it forward, it would not be in a, would it be in a formal setting to the district?
We'd have to have a
special district
meeting.
So it's basically would be organized around getting everything ready for a special.
Mm-hmm. Right, and we would give 2 weeks notice for a special district meeting. So, so I'm thinking that probably early October.
Okay. Yeah, by the time we have time to present it and get it around,
right.
And enough
distribute the information.
Right, and civic association.
Yeah. Yeah,
and we can help you like we did last originally. Mm-hmm. Put together.
That'd be great. Yep.
What's included, how big things are, what does it look like, what's the cost breakdown, and what would be the schedule to complete so we can build in that presentation piece for you.
That'd be great. And hopefully we can get it before the village, before we lose a lot of our winter residents. Depends on how nice the weather is.
Yeah.
And then I think you also wanted us to put together a proposal to go through bidding for a design proposal.
meeting, you would be able to present the numbers.
The cost, yeah.
So we can put that together.
Okay, great. Any other questions?
No, I'm all set.
Any questions from the floor?
It's hard to hear, so I'll just put these out there. Parking, is there street parking allowed at that street?
Not in that section. It's reserved for the firefighters right there. There is allowed street parking.
A little further down.
Actually, just to the right of that driveway would be allowed street parking.
Technically, there's
the...
no. That's really? What, yeah, they're not supposed
Somebody
to
Somebody should tell the village.
Yeah, well.
There is a sign that would be between the new building and the fire station that says no parking.
Has there been any consideration to solar for that?
The building with some fairly simple roof modifications could become a solar, self-facing solar plant. Right now, that crossing gable that we have in the front might hinder some amount of that. But if that is something that you're interested in pursuing, or at least having your foothold in, mm-hmm. We could, because we do have a fairly nice south or east-west running yeah. south-facing roof.
And I'm sure electricity is a big piece of the two buildings, so it might be worth considering how to do the roof that way. Would be
actually, we have a contract with a company called NextAmp. And so we're going to be getting solar credits through that.
But we could be producing our own solar, so I would appreciate if you would consider that, Prudential Committee.
We do have to be a little careful. I will point out one thing, the adjacency of the property next door, and mm-hmm. I don't know how high those trees are, but because it's such a narrow lot, we'd have to, somebody, usually we bring in a solar vendor to work with us to determine is the shading too much based on the distance with the trees and how high they
right.
are.
They all do that.
Adjacent house, yeah. The shade factor on it going to offset too much of the generation. So sometimes we have to kind of provide the documents to the folks that can model the solar input.
Yeah. Okay. And then I couldn't hear what we voted in a certain amount of money to get you guys to current, I guess. So mm-hmm. is there the cost of this step to what you guys were talking about of getting the finances? I'd be interested in knowing if you have that already contracted.
Yes, we actually voted that. Well, not contracted, but we did vote to, we had funds set aside for
demolition.
Demo. And at district meeting,
right.
those were voted to be used for this purpose to explore the single
okay.
freestanding
so that 24,
structure.
Okay, that 24,000?
Yes.
No, it's 11,400.
Oh, it's just 11,000 yes. left for the demolition?
No,
that's for this process.
For this process.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes.
Hello, Jessica Rapp, Corsetti, 1611 Main Street. The agenda talk has a link to this proposal somewhat. There's a couple of things that are not correct. This is not a view from Main Street. This is a view from High Street, is the name of the street in front of the proposed building. This view, too, shows a connected building to the fire department, and you're talking about a freestanding building. So my immediate question is the feasibility study, that large book, available for the public to view? Will it be available in PDF?
How you want it delivered.
Yeah.
We deliver it together,
yeah.
they deliver
yeah.
it to
we can, they can deliver it to us PDF, yeah.
We can post it on the website.
That would be good
yeah.
to have that.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is I think I heard you correct that at a subsequent meeting you will have more delineated specifications with perhaps schedule of values for the public to view.
As part of that cost estimate, they'll do a division-by-division breakdown of the projected cost of this concept, And then we usually take it and then turn that into a project budget with all the other soft costs assigned to it.
Okay.
The estimate will be just the kind of bricks and mortar cost, and then we have to kind of layer it with furniture, fees, materials testing company, your contingency. So we end up kind of doing a kind of hard cost, soft cost, and then a total project budget.
So in the soft costs, you reference, you know, you have in here, I guess, well, that's not construction contingency, up to $65,000. Right. Is that what you're talking about,
yeah.
fitting the
no,
building?
No, that's just the contingency for the construction based on how far down we're going to be before they're building it and the things that aren't known at this very early level of design, the things that haven't been finalized.
Okay.
So we always have a contingency built into the budget for the items that are still undefined, type of HVAC system and everything down to the roofing, the whole bit.
Okay. So what you're proposing is a traditional wood frame, and this is a slab on grade with perhaps an alternative to do a full basement. And the siding on this and roofing material that is basic white cedar on the siding?
Yeah, I think
or?
We envision that there's going to be a fairly traditional exterior. Even though it's a commercial building inside, it's going to have more of a residential scale and materials on the outside.
Okay.
We haven't, again, picked every material yet, but conceptually, I think that's where we believe we would be going just because of the street it's on.
Okay. High Street, not Main Street.
Thanks.
Jessica, you just might want to, you know, some of these show a little greater detail if you wanted to look after the meeting, I think, of how it mirrors the fire station and the roof line and things of that nature. So, okay. Anything else?
Nope.
No? Okay. I just wanted to add to the record that Amy Cates was recording the meeting. I'm sorry, I forgot to state that when I opened the meeting. And I just want to thank you all for coming this afternoon and presenting this to us. And with that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.